Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
You know, sometimes we just go on Reddit and steal whatever they're talking about.
Yep.
This is one of those times.
Yep.
Because Game of Thrones. I know. Guess what?
Oh, yeah.
If you're about to lunge for your radio because you're afraid we're going to spoil something... Neither one of us give a crap.
Amen.
So we don't know what happened.
Exactly.
We cannot possibly spoil it because I don't know.
All you whiners and snivelers, you feel like you got cheated out of your dragon show or whatever it is.
Boy, when you sum it up like that, that makes everybody, I think, I'm pretty sure, yes, death threats will follow. But here's what we want to talk about. We saw this on Reddit, and I think it was inspired by Game of Thrones, but it's like, what was the biggest letdown in your life? And we don't want the serious ones, though. It's like, I was such a letdown when I finally graduated from...
Right.
We want the fun letdowns.
Yes.
Like, I thought blank was going to be amazing, and then I was just like...
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, what's your fun kind of big, not sad letdown?
Yeah.
Obviously, this whole thing, like we said, was inspired from... Game of Thrones, where everybody's like, it's like, oh my God, redo it with different writers. When in the history of mankind did like Francis Ford Coppola go like, okay, wait a minute, I realize Godfather 2 and 3 suck, so I'm going to take another run at them.
Yeah, let me listen to the customers and do what they want instead of yes.
It's not how it works.
In fact, weren't they still doing a petition?
So many people have signed it. It's an unbelievable amount of people have signed it, but it doesn't.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
You get what you get.
And you don't throw a fit.
Amen.
You get what you get, and you don't throw a fit. We say that in preschool, and we say, yeah. So the only one I could think of it wasn't
a big hype, but it was a letdown.
It was a huge hype.
I
got to eat, and I've talked about it on the air. I got to eat at one of the most exclusive restaurants in the world.
Oh yeah.
It's called the French Laundry.
Yeah.
It costs thousands of dollars. You have to make a reservation months and months and months in advance.
Keep in mind, you guys saved for the, I mean, this.
Absolutely. Yes, it was my buddy's 40th birthday and he wanted it.
Yes.
And like, to be completely honest, we just had to save up to pay for the wine because his wife paid for our food.
Dude, that is.
I don't know how much it's in like Sonoma or St. Helena or whatever. It's nice. Out by Napa.
Yeah.
And it's in a house. So not that many people get to go and you're just like, but it's. The hype is there. It's like thousands of dollars, months. And then you go and you're like, oh, have you seen that commercial where it's like my little sister makes tiny food and I'm okay with that.
That's right.
It's that. It's everything they bring you. You realize that it's going to be thousands of dollars to eat here. And they come out with like this thing that's like, it's like a Barbie burger.
Okay,
and you're like, right. Wait, where's the food?
It's like a tasting of
there's
small
like 27,000 courses, but it doesn't matter.
But it's all small.
Yeah, so the whole time you're just like, and like, fortunately for me, because they were small bites, I could force down the nasty food because everything, it's French Laundry. So everything was cream.
Oh, the best, but you can't do any of it.
Oh, God. It was a colossal.
Wow.
And even my buddy, birthday boy, he was like, he kept his head up, but I don't know that he was as impressed as...
Holy smoke. It's supposed to be the most best.
This is magical! No.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. Was it, I imagine like having relations with you is a little bit.
No, dude.
Because women sign up months in advance.
No. What? Spends thousands of dollars.
And they're like, oh.
No.
It's smaller and it.
No, you know what I always get?
Filling.
You know what they always say after relations with me? That it's sacred and transcendent. I always get that. I don't even know what it means.
Sacred.
Yeah, and transcendent. I don't even. Yeah, there's no.
What movie did you steal those two adverbs from?
It was no movie. That's what they say.
What did you think was going to be awesome, and it turned out to be a letdown. Couple others that we stole from Reddit. One is Secret Santa. I don't know that anybody thought it was going to be good, though.
People are mad when they don't get something.
Yeah, it's just like, oh my God, I had to go out and find something. Because what I do hate about Secret Santa, it is always a letdown, because what I do for Secret Santa is I think about the person and I do something, and you can tell that whoever's giving me something back is just like, what's the limit? $10? They just walk into a dollar store and grab 10 things.
Oh, you're as thoughtful.
Opposed, yes, I'm like a Yankee Candle and like finding like... Shut up.
When's the last time you were at Yankee Candle?
The Secret Santa!
Buying the votive candles for...
You know what's... Oh, now that... I'm ruining it. I'm doing the exact opposite. I was fully prepared. Everybody told me Wicked was going to be amazing. And I was told... I was fully... This... I'm sorry to... But...
It's cut... Yeah.
I hate musicals.
You do.
And I went to Wicked going, this is going
to
be the biggest
letdown.
You
wanted to hate it. You wanted to be mad.
It was one of the best things I've ever seen. I'm sorry.
I was shocked when you said that.
I was let down that I wasn't let down.
Let down. I'm mad because this is good.
I'm like, it's a musical. I hate it. Just say it. Don't sing it. And then they're singing. I'm like, keep singing it.
In fact, you wanted to go see it again.
I do want to go see it again. What's and okay. You know what?
You're letting me down by liking the musical.
No, and let me tell you, I'll say this. You know what I am let down by?
What's that?
Then I bought the soundtrack.
What?
To and I was let down by that. Because the chick who plays both the girls who play in the one here in Denver are better than Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel.
Oh, the name players.
And
yeah.
They're on the soundtrack, and I'd rather hear the people who did it in Denver.
Wow.
I was let down by the Wicked soundtrack because the chicks here are better.
You're like, what the hell?
I want down by my... I knew I'd find a way to be let down by Wicked. Congratulations, me. All right, so what have you been let down... Oh, the other one that I just have to get this one out, because we'll take... It can be food, it can be cars, it can be having relations with something... Someone, one person had already written in saying Niagara Falls was a colossal letdown.
I've heard.
Like you get there and you're like,
okay, water, it's cool.
It's a huge waterfall, but like you've driven forever.
Yeah, to get there. Now I'm in upstate New York next to Canada. Now what am I going to do?
You're just like, okay, take the selfie.
Right, with water.
Okay.
Trying to water. All right. Yay.
All right. So what was your big letdown? Beth?
Yes.
Hi. Yeah, letdown. What was your letdown? Other than our show every day from 3 to 7. Good morning, everybody. Sorry.
I thought Y2K was a huge letdown.
Thank you. We were all supposed to perish in this huge thing.
Tidal wave of technology.
Right. We were waiting for the world to end, and it didn't happen. Not even a little bit.
I still have bottled water left over from Y2K.
Yeah, I
have
frozen hamburger. Made a run on the bank.
It's all bad.
I did all that.
So dumb.
I had my go bag. I had a beat up Chevy S10 Blazer in the middle of a national park. None of that was.
Yeah.
That was a huge, like at midnight. You were like waiting for midnight in Australia, right?
Is
Melbourne the first one to turn? You're like, it's going to go. God, that's right, Beth. That's a great one. We were all just like convinced the world was going to crumble that day. Thank you for the call. Darren?
Yay.
Let down.
So I got married in Jamaica.
Ooh.
And I'd never been there, like, thought it was going to be, like, cocktail, Tom Cruise, bartender, slipping bottles.
No.
No. We got married in Montego Bay, and besides the fact that I got married, I was a little highly disappointed at that.
Yeah. Third world country.
Well, if you go into some exotic, I mean, the locale is beautiful, but it's not.
If you just stay right in your,
between here and here.
Not here or here.
No,
just right.
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah, there was no bartenders flipping bottles, and the people were great, and I got married, but the scenery was definitely.
Yeah, just in case the old ball and chains listen, you got to keep saying, that part was good, honey.
You were expecting that song, Montego.
None of that happens. I love that song when I was younger, so
You felt cheated.
It was a giant letdown. I get it. Thank you, Darren. Jen.
Yay.
When were you let down?
I went to go see Aerosmith for my birthday, and they absolutely sucked.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Well, they're all 80. So
well, yeah.
Yeah,
it is like they wheel them out and like put them on the little.
Kiss was the opening act, and Kiss was awesome.
Kiss opened up for Aerosmith? No, no, no. That's the other way
around.
No,
it's not. Yes. No.
Musically talent-wise?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, my God. So you're just standing there the whole time, because once you're in the throes of a letdown, all it can do is continue.
Oh, just make
it's,
you mad.
It's an abyss of letdownness. I've been to concerts like that where you're like, I wanted my whole life to see what?
If this sucks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you stay.
I was like, oh, my God, this is my birthday present. This is the worst birthday ever.
Kiss came through for you, but
yeah,
Aerosmith,
I'm sure they did, Steve. Beth, I hear you calling.
Yep.
Thank you for the call, Jen. Sorry.
What you couldn't
catch on the radio
was the
massive amount of side eye I just gave Steve.
I felt it.
I think everyone felt that one. Ben?
Hey.
What was the letdown?
The view from Pike's Peak.
Shut up, dude. Come
nice.
On.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, you hear all these stories and it gets all hyped up and you pay for it. And then, you know, you see it from down below and it looks amazing. And then you get up there and you're just looking out on a bunch of, you know, not much to look at, in my opinion.
Track homes in the distance, and some radio towers.
Yeah. Yeah, I hiked all day for this, huh? All right. Well, that's awesome.
That's a good one, Ben.
That's it, yeah. Sometimes nature can let us down.
Yeah,
I get
nature
it.
Sucks.
By the way, I'm sorry, guys. That was side eye again.
Oh, we can feel that.
James.
Yeah.
What was the letdown?
The Mona Lisa.
Everybody.
Why was I've heard this, but
it was so small.
Yeah, and you wait in line for like 10 days.
Do you really wait in line that long?
It's lame.
Yeah, it felt like it.
Yeah, and it's like the size of a postage stamp. It's a postage stamp.
It is.
It's pretty tough.
Somebody accidentally put it on the side of a letter, and it's really a letdown. That makes me sad. But
well, it is. So you appreciate him and
what he did.
Yeah, but right.
But as Steve says, there's no letdown on the internet. Just look at it there. It's actually bigger.
Right.
You can print it as big as you want. Thank you, man. Caleb.
Yai.
What was the letdown?
Driving.
Wait, when you got your license?
Yeah. And then when I learned to drive, it was a letdown.
No. It's freedom. You can go wherever you want.
He's a different generation. What? How old are you, man?
22.
Yeah.
Oh, because you're used to being Uber and Lyfted wherever you.
Yes.
It's all work to you, isn't it?
Well, it's just driving 60 minutes every day.
Yeah, you're right. There
but you
is
have
that.
This entertaining drivel to get you through the drive home. So, congrats, Caleb. You won the driving lottery. Megan.
Yeah, guys.
Yay.
What was the letdown?
I went to a Catholic school from second grade to 12th grade. And I was always told that there were secret tunnels under the high school. Well, I got to my senior year, they put blindfolds on us, led us to the basement, and lo and behold, no secret tunnels.
What?
I was so disappointed.
12 years you were looking forward to the secret.
I'm going to the tunnels under DIA. They're real.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.